Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. Tonight's show is one of my favorite type of shows because we get to play with toys and play with some great pedals and gear. It's all about tone and sound, and I am very grateful to have back on the show Gary Rudenko from the Amp Shop Bass Exchange, if Gary. You can see my shirt. Welcome back. He brought some new pedals from a company based out of Chicago called Daredevil Pedals, and we've been playing around with them a little bit before the show, and they're amazing. You're going to be wowed with what we have. Our guitar player for tonight, another great alum from All About Guitar.
You can't get rid of me, Jeff.
I can't get rid of you, and I don't want to get rid of you. It's Steve Pfister, and it's great to have you back in here. It's always amazing to have you here. And also Doug, he's off camera, but he's here. I want to welcome him over here. There he is. Yeah, he's. And real quick, before we get into the pedals, Steve just gave me his latest release. I want to make sure you guys see it. It's called Upside Down. And this is basically a live recording in the studio, right? You guys?
Actually, there's two live tracks on it. Everything's new studio stuff.
New studio stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so fully produced, blown out.
Multitudinous
guitars. And
it's
a very cool picture of one of his Godin guitars, which is very cool. So tonight what we're going to do is we'll explain the pedal board in a second, what's on here, what we're featuring for tonight. But I also want to shout out, besides the Steve Pfister signature DAG guitar, which he's holding right now, we're going to also be using in the demo two of the Woodcraft guitars. This one, Steve, pick that up for a minute. This is one of the coolest little guys. It's a short scale Les Paul. It's like a baby Les Paul. And it's a great playing guitar. And I thought, you know, for myself, because I have big pudgy hands, I tried that over at the Bass Exchange. Look at that wood. Is that mahogany? That's just like matched him. It's so beautiful.
Get wood.
Yeah, really. Anyway, I have big pudgy hands, so short scale guitars are not really my thing, but I could play that easily. It was effortless to play.
You know, I played it at the Bass Exchange. Mm-hmm. Garrett put it in. It was fantastic. You could get this on an airplane, no problem.
Right.
You know, it's so practical and it sounds really great. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. And let's show them the other one that you brought in. They're making some interesting guitars. Now, this one's kind of an interesting one. We'll be demoing this one. This Telecaster has fan frets. If you look carefully, it tilts around. And look at, pull it up a little bit. Look at this bridge. They fan the bridge to compensate for the correct harmonics. And the camera's over there. And it plays amazing. You just can't look at your hands. If you look at your hands, it gets weird looking at the fan frets. But if you just play the guitar, it plays effortlessly. And it's really easy to play. And it's got some great tones. What pickups are in there?
Pickups custom built for us by Howard Al-Yate.
Yes, and we've had him on the show, too.
Yeah, they're very good interesting pickups with dual poles in here. Mm-hmm. So they sort of kind of give you a little bit stratty overtone. And especially when you play in position in between, really, really helpful for the telecaster, because usually people skip that. They play in like a neck or play in bridge, but in here. But in here, it sounds like a strat with that famous
right
sound, with everything. Really nice, melodic, well-balanced.
We got to check that.
And plus, it's very light guitar. It's only 6 pounds, guys.
Now, what's the wood on the body?
They're using some kind of European light. Really some kind. I forgot the name of that. Like an Albi something.
Okay. Maple neck, but it's just, it's maple a different, neck, it's a very light wood. It's beautiful
very
wood.
Light, all the texture. That's a real bronze saddle. Mm-hmm. It's a church bell bronze, not the brass. It's a bronze, so it has that resonance. A guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Acoustically, not like this, sounds like almost like acoustic guitar.
Yeah, no, it's pretty live. The guitars are alive.
And those pickups also like a good accommodation to whatever the sound and clarity and has the bites and everything, but at the same time, in the two positions, you can get almost like a sound.
Right, right. Well, we're going to listen, we're going to use all these guitars in the demo, but now let's pick up the. I want you to pick up the pedal board so you guys can see what we're using. We're going to explain a little bit what each of the pedals are, and then we're going to go ahead and start demoing them. So up here is the Fearless Daredevil Cocked and Fearless. It's basically two pedals. The Fearless it's basically the dual drive, the drive-by.
The drive-by?
In there, plus the atomic cock, which is basically a wah-wah without the pedal sweep, so you can dial in. It's basically like like Hendrix used to do. He would just hold the wah-wah pedal in a certain position to get a certain tone. And he just gives that to you, so you just step it, and you got that like hollow nasal sound that he would get. And then he has the Supernova, which is a fuzz type of thing.
Right.
The Almighty Bass is a distortion device for bass.
It's fuzz as well. For the bass.
Yeah, and it sounds great on guitar. It's a deeper, richer sound. Then this one up here is the
Silver Solo.
And that's a gain pedal. That's the treble booster. Treble booster.
Mm. Like a Range Master.
Like a Range Master.
And the drive-by.
The drive-by is a dual stage.
Low. And this one premium hand crafted. Transistor overdrive, sort of like a famous Tube Screamer, but with a lot of tones and characters.
Right, and then the only other thing we're doing to alter the sound a little bit, it's all going into the amp, is we have a little Hof here just to give it a little bit of reverb. But we're also featuring the Amp Shop amp here. So Gary, give them the specs a little bit on this amp.
This is the idea, like a famous Tweed Deluxe 59. But what we did, we put extra high power in there, so it'll be more useful for the club situation. This amp running up to 30 watt with a lot of headroom, so you can play any pedal boards, anything within a club situation without being loud, at the same time loud enough to run it and support and get that some kind of clarity and stuff like that. And pretty much cool about this amp also, it's a designed to accept external speaker cabinet.
So you can bring
You can run 212 through that, you can put another one, and you can increase basically 4 dB of SPL on the stage.
Whoa.
So even at the same volume, but you sound louder if you need it, you can create almost like a Marshall type of tone with 212 in a little like a regular Tweed Deluxe.
So what does that have in it? 6V6s?
6L6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. It's a
6L6. It's a little beefier than
a
deluxe.
Of course. It's
that's
more
cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tweed Deluxe. That is a nice thing.
And it's, of course, handmade here in California, point to point.
Cool.
We use insulation speakers in there. Very nice tone, very some kind of stuff, up to stuff. And, of course, if customers would like to upgrade, we can use like a custom-made Mercury magnetic transformers. Or another some kind of stuff. So there is some kind of options.
And these are available now.
These are available now. We're trying to keep the price as low as it possible. That's why we're using like a standard components, nothing extra fancy. But for whatever it is, it sounds.
It does the job. It's a powerful amp.
Yes.
I mean, Tonight it's quiet in the studio, so we can turn up a little bit, but it's loud. Right. It's pretty loud. Okay, well, let's. What do we want to start with first? Now, Steve's using his signature guitar right now for the DAG. So what I'm thinking we should do is go through all the pedals with your guitar, then we'll go to a next guitar and the pedals, and just do the round robin type of thing where we just keep going around.
So let's start with regular overdrive.
Okay.
Like a premium handcrafted.
So here's the normal. That's normal. And then...
Sounds nice.
Go to drive by.
So that would be, here's a normal.
Explain a little bit what he's doing. The two top knobs there are two different gain stages, right? If I'm correct.
Low gain, high gain.
So he's adjusting. Like for example, when he was pulling back the one farther away, the last stage.
That's a distortion.
It tightened it up a lot. It still had the distortion, but it gave it a lot. It allowed you got more chunk out of it. But as you turn that up, it's got plenty of gain, so it will push any amp pretty hard, so you can really make your amp sing.
Wow.
Next one we have Supernova. It's a fast phase.
Okay.
And our favorite, it's an almighty bass. That has some character. So we're using it as a slide fuzz. And we increase, and we increase it. Adding a little bit Range Master on the top of that.
Turn off the Range Master. No, keep the neck pickup. I want to hear it. Sounding system. Now let's try the dual pedal.
Now it's a drive-by with the atomic cock, and you can add the flavor of the cock towards the
cock.
Let's go.
So, you know, we were talking about Hendrix earlier by doing this, and this is more like Gary mentioned, said what Michael Schenker used to do, or still does, I'm sure. He's great. But let's play some of that.
Okay. interject for a second. Yeah, he has a knob. Basically, you can preset the sweep of the wah, where the wah is. Now, he has a toggle that he's hitting, and it changes the character of the...
Of the overdrive.
Of it's the overdrive.
It's a low overdrive or hot, like a heavy overdrive.
Okay, so like it gives that... It sounds like a deeper... Sounds almost like a deeper sweep, but it's basically just adding lows to it. But it's really versatile. And it basically, you can get all those tones that like Hendrix got off the Vox just holding it, but it's at a fixed position.
It's a fixed position. Yeah.
So you get that nasally type of sound, or that sound when he has it all the way depressed.
Because you don't have to use the wah setting if you don't want, right? You could just go...
You can just turn it off. And then it's basically the bi drive.
It's just the drive, and the drive sounds great. It's got this the two-position switch, the high and the low.
Yeah, it has everything on the regular. It's the same connection, but plus that extra. Now, we're using the Woodcraft, the Tele. So, a little different sound. So, real quick, before we start with the pedals, go through all of the tones. Just try each pickup and then.
That's the treble. Let's go right to the neck then.
Now, Gary, what I want you to do is bring down the volume a little bit of the amp so the amp doesn't break up.
Okay.
That way, everything we're getting distortion-wise will be from the pedals so people can hear. I want to make sure that it's clean enough, but pretty clean. Because the character of these the distortion is what really makes these pedals sing. Okay, so he's set up. Let's start again with the
this drive.
No, the other one.
This one.
That one.
Okay.
First. Can see that there's plenty of power out of the pedal. He's
it's like
really
enforced overdrive.
I mean, listen to his clean sound right now. So it's pretty reserved, but he's pushing that amp. That amp is really clipping when he turns up the gain on those two stages. So and it has a pre and post stage.
Really serious overdrive. Drive by.
Okay, now we're on the drive by. When you bring it down and then bring it down a little bit, then dig in and see if it blooms.
Okay. Well, here we go all the way. A little bit more dry, maybe.
And now more drive.
So he's kicked in the treble booster.
That
there.
Was the range master. On
the range master.
It's called Silver Solo.
Silver Solo. Now that's a good. that'll make your Marshall sparkle. That Silver Solo will definitely do that. Okay, let's go to
Mr. Fuzz.
The bass one.
Yeah.
pretty impressive.
And
Supernova. Dial it back a little bit. There was a sweet sound that you got.
Kick it as that.
It started redlining over here.
If you buy these pedals, you play like that.
You play like that, yeah. Guaranteed.
No, but there's interesting because like that Supernova, when he just dialed in that one spot, it had that tone.
You want to play because it's pushing you to play.
Yeah.
Sort of like an extra type of, yeah, pushing energy. So let's try this guy, Mr. Cocked.
Okay, so.
Yeah, with that when you pull it so like it's the pedals down, it gets that kind of Hendrixy type of Stratty type thing.
Telecaster sounds great. One thing I wanted I just noticed that with the fan frets, I mean I couldn't look at it when I'm playing because
it plays
like a normal.
Normal guitar.
Yeah, you just can't look at it.
Slightly.
Very.
Fanned, slightly fret. Not too much.
I thought I had something to drink on my way down here.
That's better. When you drink a couple of beers, looks normal.
It's perfect. It's perfect. But even the back, look at the way it's off-center the same way here.
Compensated bridge.
The compensated bridge.
Of course.
Very good. And very light.
Plus, we're using real vintage potentiometer from 70s. And NOS oil and paper capacity for the phone. So, when you.
Ooh.
What gauge strings you have on that right now?
Ten.
Those are tens. How do they feel for tens?
They feel pretty good. I'm one of those guys that uses nines.
But I mean, does it feel like nines? Because I'm wondering if that the way the scale is set up, if it would make it slinkier for you.
Well, you know, it doesn't play hard. I'll put it to you that way. And the way the frets are, you don't have any problem bending the string. And it's very stable. Sometimes with nines, okay, I confess, I use a heavier bottom for the drop D tuning. But I want to get that real wide vibrato up high, and sometimes, you know. But this, you could work up to this, no problem.
Steve, did you do the baritone on this guitar? Do you remember that baritone tune?
I think so.
Because that was one of the things you were mentioning, that the way that's set up with the scale, it could tune. You can make that into a baritone pretty easy.
The baritone tuning on there.
I remember that. That
and
one,
it
yeah.
sounded like a real, real, real.
Real, yeah.
So take a lift the guitar up so they can see on the camera. If you look at the way it's set up, look at the lower string, the low E string. The length of it from the nut to the bridge is longer.
Inch, a little higher. 1 inch longer.
What, from the lower, the high E?
From the high to low.
From the high to low. So the length of the low E string is an inch more than the high E string. So evidently the scale's variable in the guitar. So as the so it's optimized for each string. So the octave and the harmonic is
way more balanced.
It's balanced.
It's in tune better and for like.
I would say you wouldn't have any problem keeping this in tune. You know, tens are definitely the way to go on this, and it's.
Well, it probably stays more in tune because the way the scale it's more accurately scaled.
And
because on a conventional guitar, there is a compromise there.
Yeah.
Of course, me bending the hell out of it. Yeah. See all the clarity? Very beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's nice about that guitar and this amp. It's real clean and it has all the overtones, the correct overtones.
And that is very Strat-like.
Now, what are the controls on that, on the booster?
Level and range.
Level and range. Okay, so
range probably gives you amount of.
All right. We're full up. Wow.
He's interacting with the treble booster with the different effects. So right now he's using the almighty bass fuzz. But what's interesting is they really do work well, integrate.
They do.
They interact well, and they do create a different sound by combining the two more than you would think.
With the cocked,
the cocked
pedal and the with the
it, high or low.
Jeez, they're both good. Just even the low end is not flabby. A lot of times with the fuzz, it gets very tight. Or it gets too loose sounding, and some of the fuzz will really get away. This is way more. And you know, the thing about these pedals, nothing sounds grainy at all to me. You know how sometimes you can get the.
And I get that buzz.
That little extra, some funny little harmonic or something, none of these have it. So, you know, Adele has a very, very.
I think he's using germaniums, or if he is, he's getting a vintage germanium sound, which is
it's
a smoother
like
top end. It's not real buzzy, you know, I mean, fuzzy.
That's what happens with a lot of the buzz bass reissues and stuff. You mm-hmm. get it. It sounds buzzy, a little too buzzy on the top.
Nice. All right, let's try the Baby Paul.
Let's try Baby Paul.
The Baby Paul.
Okay. Let's get small.
Now for something really different. Okay.
We are downsizing now.
Now, what's on? Talk a little bit about this guitar. What are the pickups on this thing?
Oh, yes, guys. This guitar has very unique type of stuff. Really nice mahogany piece with a maple top.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, like a build like a regular Les Paul.
And it's
really nice.
Thick. It's really hefty.
Thick, yeah, hefty.
Yeah.
With neck reinforcement. Cool about both of those guitars, I forgot to mention, all of them has their double titanium rods reinforcements inside. Whoa. So it's right
the
here.
You mean the truss rod?
Not the truss rod. Extra two rods which reinforce the neck.
Ooh.
On the top of the truss rod, of course.
Okay.
So the neck is very stable and not shifting, not moving, not nothing. Plus, this guitar has the custom-made pickups by Sayoko Kuwabara. That's her version of PAFs. So they're really nice tone.
Play just a little bit of it clean, just to get an idea of the tones in it.
And we tune this to E flat just for it just felt
right. Now is that just the guitar, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor and bring the gain down on the amp so we just get it clean. Then we'll dirty it up.
That's a clean.
Because the humbuckers are really...
Because the humbuckers.
Yeah, that's meaty. A big difference in output.
I can make it a little bit brighter.
Even than your guitar, too. That's hotter than your guitar.
It seems like it.
I can make it a little bit brighter.
Plus, it's a little deceiving because of the lower tuning. It makes it sound a little fatter, but... Nice.
That's just the amp. You don't have any of the pedals in right now, right?
No pedals.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to try to clean it up a little bit.
You can, Jeff. That's a minimal. That's a minimal.
It's already all the way down, and it's still clipping
all the way
it?
Down. Yes.
A little bit. Well.
Yeah. No, wow. It's a Les Paul. It's a humbucker. Yeah. Of course,
that's hot. That pickup's hot, man. That's breaking that amp
like
up at minimum.
9.5.
So
maybe.
It's 9. It's not so, yeah.
Yeah, not super hot. But
back in the day, remember?
Back in the days, to the PAF, it's sort of kind of on a hot spot.
Mm-hmm. That's like super distortion output.
We want to show our age now.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Same thing. Let's go the same procedure.
Okay,
start with
let's go with the drive.
Okay, the drive. Let's go.
Roll back the second drive a little bit and bring up the first ones. Now bring the first one up. Stays pretty good.
Yeah.
It doesn't color the sound at all.
It gives you a lot of you still get the voice, the guitar still comes through, the tone of the guitar.
So this is the drive-by, this one?
This was the premium.
That was
the premium. Overdrive. This is drive-by.
Tighter, it's tight.
Thank you. Gain on that guitar. It's like, it's totally different. It's like so much gain.
Those pickups actually have very interesting character. They have that bite, you know. Which
yeah,
like,
but I mean, it's like twice as loud as the other two guitars. I mean, it's that. That's
in a
that.
Smaller package.
Yeah, it's tiny, but man, he's breaking. I mean, it clips the amp by itself.
Wow. The drive-by is really versatile.
Very versatile.
The whole thing, you could put that into the front end of slightly distorted amp.
Yeah.
And just take it right out. So it would tube scream only with more versatility, I think.
Yeah, and you've got plenty of gain. So if you're using an amp that's fairly clean, like a Super,
okay,
that has enough gain to push that preamp to really go.
Yeah, that'll take you off to, you know, rock and roll.
Yeah, and I mean, sure, not necessarily just full fuzz. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as an overdrive. Again, remember, these pedals, you don't have to have all the distortion. Mm-mm. You can just have a clean overdrive, or fairly clean, and it'll dirty up the amp and push it.
All right.
Nice.
All right, let's try the, what do we have? What else did we?
It's Fuzz.
Did we do the bass one yet?
Supernova.
Yeah, but did we do the other one?
No, we didn't do yet.
Do that one first.
Okay.
That one.
Let's do this one.
Try the neck pickup. Go for the woman tone. In the treble booster, so that's been and how you dial that in really affects greatly how the almighty
responds
to it. Nice. And again, the way they interact is the treble booster really does.
All of those pedals, I noticed, they very nice, like, interact with each other, yeah, right? So nothing like it, one pedal sort of kind of off or killing another. They really help no matter what kind of combination.
Agreed. That doesn't usually happen.
Yes. And we're doing Mr. Drive-By.
Okay.
Ooh.
Stepping on stuff.
No, it, the way he's interacting, there's like sweet spots that you get in that, and yeah. it really, really works well.
You can play whatever you choose with any guitar, and buy a single coil, and you can
combine
get them.
That means you got to buy them all. Buy
exactly.
All the
that's the whole point.
Yeah.
No,
the silver solo is definitely a good compliment to several of those pedals.
To several of them, yeah.
The bass one really works, and you can get the brighter sound with the bass with the silver solo. It really gets it, but it has a nice mellow type of a bluesier type of thing.
It does.
Let's try Supernova on a Les Paul.
Okay. So this is more of a fuzz, right? Yeah. So we'll play.
Is that control that you're turning?
Depths. It's the depths.
Is it like a contour? Is it
like a contour? Yeah.
Because yeah, it's scooping it.
It's
a little
up
bit.
Extra, more like a tighter bottom and scooping it. Yeah. It's up almost like an octave down, right? Yep.
Yeah. try to pull off harmonics. It's hard to tell.
Now all three of them.
Everything.
It's hard to tell. What I was trying to do is I was bringing down the general gain, so it wasn't, because these are powerful pedals, and they will overdrive. I mean, it's obvious it's overdriving. It's pushing that input. So I was cleaning that up a little bit, but you can get the tone by the interaction of the pedals. I was able to get the harmonics by pulling up the gain, not pushing the amp as much, but doing it more within the pedals. Or in this case, I actually had the treble booster kind of overdrive the Supernova a little bit, and it got that tone. It started pulling. He was pulling harmonics out of there. He was able to get, you know, some pretty.
And interesting enough, no microphonics, no feedback. And did you notice that?
No squeal, yeah.
Nothing.
No squeal, no nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That, well, a lot of that's the. A those are great pickups.
Interaction. They give you the squeal.
Now, bring back your DAG. Because that's a great guitar. It's just so powerful. I mean, it's hard to tell on the show because you're hearing it through the board, but that guitar is almost twice as loud as everything else.
I see the tuning difference.
Loud as well.
No, that's true. And that's at the minimum.
Minimum.
That's still at the minimum volume.
So now
as a matter of fact, who cannot withhold the loud sound? We're working right now on the new amp, mm-hmm. which is designed for the studio recording musicians. That will be tube stereo guitar amp, 3 watt a channel. So you can put any stereo effects through that, through like a 212 cabinet, 210, yeah. whatever you want. You're playing real tube sound. Is all the stuff, and it's like a lowest possible.
What are you going to use for the power tube?
Oh, it's a special tubes, special design tubes. We're using the, I forgot the power tubes, but preamp tubes, they're micro tubes, which they used to
micro tubes,
which they used to back in the days in the computers, and Mr. Aspen Pittman used them for those tube microphones.
Right.
Those tubes, preamps, they last for 10,000 hours. Without changing them, so basically,
and they're available.
Forever.
You can get
they're
them.
Available. Yeah, you can get those tubes. They cost pennies. You know, they're not expensive. People don't know what to do with them.
But you're at 3 watts. I guess you couldn't use a 6V6. That would be too loud.
6V6 too loud. It's a different tube. It's sort of kind of between 6V6 and L84. I forgot the name, but that's like not really.
But it's
powerful.
A tiny one.
Watt. Yeah, and it's like a stereo. You can run them stereo, mono, whatever you want.
Right.
Two speakers. And you can play 3 watt of power with the gain. When you crank it down, you get like a 1 watt, really nice, clean tone with any pedal board.
Now, playing a gig like the Baked Potato or something like that, do you think this would be plenty of power?
More than ample. Yeah, absolutely.
So, because, I mean, you're using some big amps.
We're killing Doug over here.
I know. Doug's ears are bleeding right now. We have to take him to the hospital.
This would really...
This only this on one. Out.
It's not even.
It's one.
Yeah.
It goes to 12.
Yeah.
So. Oh,
yeah. This one goes to 12. I love it. It's beautiful.
So.
No, it's a nice sound. Beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful. That's a great amp. So all of the stuff's available at the Amp Shop Bass Exchange, which is www.bassexchange.com. And do you want to mention the upcoming jam?
Mention upcoming jam.
Mention it. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, tomorrow, guys who are available in town, we have a jam session at Alley. It's a famous recording studio on Lancashire Boulevard, which back from 60s probably, right? All big name guys been recording there. I cannot even make the list, you know. Anyway, so they're starting to do live jam to like some kind of. They're starting at 9 o'clock, so it's a free admission. Come in there, bring your guitar, whoever is in there, you can jam, you can play, you can hand, you can, you know, make the social type of, you know, connections. Mm-hmm. That's designed for that, to put like a local community nice. Together.
But yeah. Check out the Bass Exchange and go down to their store. Give them the address.
The address is 4870 Lancashire Boulevard, in the heart of the NoHo District in North Hollywood,
right.
California, USA.
And you got to try these woodcraft guitars. You need to go and try the necks. The necks are really, I mean, they're getting great tone, but you know, the necks really make a difference, right?
Big difference.
And really nice. Steve's like me, we're picky about nice necks. If they're not good, forget it. But all of the stuff's available there. These are all available now for, right? You have them in stock.
We have them in stock. We just got the shipment from Daryl Devil, and all pedals brand new in the box, untouched. This is just a demo board. So whoever guys might be interested in studio producers, whatever, we create the demo board so you can.
Right. Okay. So you can go down there and check them out. If you want to look them up, it's www.daredevilpedals.com. And you can see all the pedals that they have. They have a bunch. There's even more than just this, but these are the main ones. And stevefister.com for information on Steve. Steve, what's going on with you?
Just go to the website. We got a brand new record. And it's...
Are you playing locally or anywhere? What's coming up gig-wise?
Not until the new year.
To the new year. That's good.
The new year, but there's a bunch of dates have come in already.
So check his site for that. Yeah.
Yeah, go to the site.
Okay, no, that's good. Anyway, we're out of time. I'm actually over time. But thank you guys again. They'll be back soon. There's much more coming up from the episode. Do you want to play us out? Okay, everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thank you.